Regina King says she was ready to take action if the verdict was not guilty in the Derek Chauvin trial. She made the statement on Sunday opening the Oscars.
We are mourning the loss of so many, and I have to be honest, if things had gone differently this past week in Minneapolis, I might have traded in my heels for marching boots.
The actress and director also spoke on social justice, adding the cause was personal to her because she's a mother to a black son. Santoya Brown Long is teaming up with 50 Cent to amplify her story. Starz announced over the weekend that it was ordering a limited drama series titled The Case of Santoya Brown, based on her own published written testimony, Free Santoya, My Search for Redemption in the American Prison System. 50 and Lala Anthony will be the show's executive producers. Brown was 16 years old when she shot and killed Johnny Michael Allen after he tried to coerce her into sex. She served 15 years in prison before she was exonerated and released in 2017. And Atlanta rappers Young Thug and Gunna are using their celebrity to give back. Over the weekend, the duo posted bond for 30 inmates at the Fulton County Jail.
You know, we just woke up and went to the jail with the lawyer and, you know, DAs and on the prosecutors and, you know, the bonding companies and just got as many people as we can out, probably like 20 or 30 people.
Thugger told WSB-TV most of the offenders were in for 3 or 4 years simply because they did not have the funds to get out. Billboard announced on Sunday that the new YSL compilation album Slime Language 2 debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200 chart. The latest entertainment news at 17 and 47 minutes past each hour. I'm Morgan Wood on the Black Information Network.